Now it's time for the gut check. Going to bring you the gut check, and we're talking about encouraging each other, but we're kind of going to get a little nitty gritty. So it's going to kind of start kind of hard to begin with, but don't worry. Don't worry. It'll all end well. Promise. Okay, so I don't know if you guys have heard this phrase before, but it's something that I've heard growing up in the church, unfortunately, and it's the phrase, Christians are the first to crucify their wounded. Christians are the first to crucify their wounded. All right, there's going to be some conviction here. I'm going to warn you, it's going to be a wild ride with this one. But I think it's important because it's been something that's been on my mind, and there's been probably two or three separate conversations or things that have come up this week that have kind of solidified that, but then flipped it on its ear and how we can combat this. Had a conversation with my friend Buck Sutton, who is part of the Converge movement and Teens for Christ in Lima. And he and I were talking about that the other day. I was doing an interview with him. And then I'm a huge YouTube watcher. Blame my husband. He got me into it. He does film and TV and all that loveliness. And so he watches a lot of YouTubers kind of getting, you know, the hacks and the encouragement and the ideas. And so some of you out there may be familiar with names like Casey Neistat and Cody Wanner and Peter McKinnon and Maddie Hapoya. And Cody, man, I tell you what, this guy's from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and he's probably one of the most positive and joy-filled guys that I have ever seen on YouTube. Now, I don't know where he stands in his faith, but I kind of got to believe that he's somewhere because he's even talked about being a youth group leader at one point. So anyway, he's real encouraging about just like bringing people along for the ride and sharing all the knowledge that he knows. And a lot of these YouTubers out there, they're not trying to be competitive with each other. I mean, obviously, you know, you get a little bit of the competitive spirit, but they're there to like help each other out. I mean, they're doing a lot of collaborations. A lot of these guys who were in the Toronto area are like working together, and then they're networking with other people in New York and like all over the world. There's even some females, Sorelle Amore. She's from Australia. She's amazing. And they've networked with her, but nonetheless, there's that networking, that sense of community. And that's important, especially within the Christian community. And then third and foremost, tell you what, Bloom and Sweet Endings with the Pregnancy Center. Man, what a cool event. And Bob Goff touching on the same idea about basically coming alongside people, especially these young ladies who are hurting, who maybe haven't made the best life choices, but they're trying to make the best out of a really difficult situation. And the idea of 100% love and 0% drama and jumping in the water with them, if you will, and drawing sixes in their lives. And if you look up Bob Goff, you're going to understand what I mean by this phrase is. And I could go on more about that, but we're kind of pressed for time, so I want to get to it. So in the Christian community, we should be building each other up. We should be cheering each other's successes on. And sometimes that green-eyed monster jealousy gets in the way. Sometimes we think that we are being helpful when we're not. Sometimes there's a difference between calling somebody out and keeping them accountable and being judgmental. And there's a fine line because we do need to hold each other accountable. We do need to help each other out. But what is the way that we're doing it? Well, we certainly are in a culture right now where, man, everybody is at each other's throats. The culture is like that, and we're all screaming to be heard. And unfortunately, that culture has permeated the Christian community. So I came across this really cool article. I want to share it with you. It's by Nancy DeMoss Wolgamuth. As a child of God, you have a very special relationship with other Christians. Paul's letters to the Ephesians pictures this relationship in two different ways. First, every believer is a member of the body of Christ. Christ is the head of his body. His body has many members, each of which is very essential. Paul says that every member of the body must grow and work together. We are to grow in every way into him who is the head, into Christ from whom the whole body joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. That's Ephesians 4:15 and 16. Second, the people of God are growing into a temple for the habitation of God. You are built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him you are also being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. That comes from Ephesians 2, 20 through 22. If the body of Christ is to become mature and the temple is to be built as a dwelling place for God, every individual Christian must be committed to building each other up. Edification is the biblical term for this process. That's Ephesians 4:12. Evangelism leads to spiritual birth. Edification results in spiritual growth. The goal of edification is spiritual maturity and Christ-likeness. As each individual member does his part to build up the others in the body, the entire body grows up and becomes mature and healthy. There are different ways to edify the body of Christ. Many New Testament phrases with the words one another or edify suggest specific ways to build one another up. So let's look at some of the examples. All right, Ephesians 4:29, let no corrupt talk come out of your mouths, but only such that is good for building up, as it fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. See, we so easily speak to other words that hurt, that criticize, that tear down, words that are just plain useless. Rather, we ought to build each other up in the words of grace. Words of grace are the right choice of words spoken at the right time with the right spirit. The right spirit. Words of grace minister to others and meet their needs. These words express love, encouragement, acceptance, affirmation. Which of us is not built up in our spirit when we hear genuine words like, hey, I appreciate you. I love you. God has used you to minister to me. Thank you for your selfless ministry. I've noticed the way God is changing this area of your life, and I'm rejoicing with you about it. 2. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. That's Ephesians 4:32. Genuine love is not easily offended, you guys. It doesn't hold a grudge. It does not place expectation or demands on others. And that's something that Bob Goff talked about. No expectations. It's not conditional. As those who received his infinite mercy and kindness, God expects us to extend the same kind of love toward each other. This kind of love puts others first and is clothed in a spirit of humility. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interest of others. That's Romans 12:10 and Philippians 2:4. This kind of love demonstrates the spirit of Christ by seeking for ways to serve others and is willing to be inconvenienced in order to meet the needs of others. Through love, serve one another. Galatians 5:13. Number 3. Hebrews 10:24 through 25. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, encouraging one another. The Christian life is a battle. It's a race, and it's not always easy. And sometimes soldiers get discouraged. Sometimes runners get tired, and they need to be encouraged. They need to be cheered on. Paul told the Hebrew Christians who were suffering persecution and who were discouraged, let us consider how we can spur one another on to love and serve Christ more faithfully. Let's cheer each other on. That's why I love the running community. You're out there and it doesn't matter what you're doing. You're yelling at each other to keep going. You're pacing off of each other. You're bumping off of each other. It's so cool, you guys. That's kind of the mindset here. 4, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms of him and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. That's Colossians 3:16. Every believer needs to have a personal relationship with the word of God, not only God himself, but his word, not only for his own growth, but that he might minister to others as well. Each of us needs the teaching and admonishing ministry of spirit-filled believers, and each of us must be actively engaged in building the lives of others with the biblical truths that have been put to work and validated in our own lives. Sometimes that means we must be willing to confront a brother or sister with an area of his life that is not in conformity to the scripture. Such admonition must always be gentle, loving, and humble, recognizing that only grace given to us by God is a victory in that particular area. It's not easy, and it's often painful, but it's also one of the greatest evidences of genuine love. 5, bear one another's burdens and self-fulfill the law of Christ. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. And that's something I was talking to Buck about. He says, when you guys succeed, I succeed, and vice versa. And it's not only just Teens for Christ. It's not only just Yes FM. It's all of us together. It's you out there listening in your car right now. It's you kid who maybe, you know, are doing some homework, although it's Friday, maybe not, but on your way to maybe a basketball game or whatever it is, activity. It's those of you getting ready to go out and do something on a Friday night. All of you, each and every one of us. One of the privileges of the membership in the body of Christ is that we need never carry a burden alone. One of us is hurting, all of us suffer together. So we need to be coming alongside of each other. Do not speak evil against one another. That's James 4:11. And do not grumble against one another. James 5:9. Confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. James 5:6. James 5. What an awesome book, you guys. Full of rich stuff in there for you to take away and to apply. I highly suggest you guys reading James 5. All right. You know, we can't become spiritually mature if we're not committed to let others build our lives and to build the lives of others around us. So we need to be finding those who we can mentor, but then we also need to be mentees, those who are pouring into our lives and allowing them to do so. And you know what? God gave Jonathan the ability to do that in David's life as an example. So whose life are you committed to build up with one another's in Scripture? And we're just asking you guys to consider this, to commit yourselves, to help build each other up. It's a joy to belong to the body of Christ and to know that we don't have to live life by ourselves. So every day that we're encouraged or we're exhorted or rebuked or loved or built up by an individual member of the body of Christ, they're committed to help us become more like Jesus. And man, there's so many awesome people that God has put into our lives. So let's be building each other up instead of tearing each other down. And let's negate that phrase, because I dislike that phrase that Christians are the first to crucify their own. Let's combat that. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Jesus, we thank you. Lord, I just pray for a spirit of unity. I pray for a spirit of love. I pray for those of us who are the body of Christ to be able to lift each other up instead of tear each other apart, so that we could be examples to those who maybe aren't in the body of Christ yet, but are on their way, Lord. I just pray over each and every one of our listeners. Let them know that they are loved. Let them know that they belong and that they are part of community, Lord. And help them to be a part of that community and to edify others. In your name, amen. That's the Gut Check, you guys.